Last year, a settlement between then-New York Attorney General, now Governor Elliot Spitzer, and Sony BMG Music Entertainment forced Sony to pay $10 million and to agree to stop bribing radio stations to feature its artist in what a state official called a more sophisticated form of payola known as pay-for-play. Payola is the term used when a record company pays a radio station to play its record, no matter how crummy, on the air. And it's illegal. Sony BMG, whose labels include hundreds of artists from Aretha Franklin and Tony Bennett to the Dixie Chicks and Beyonce, admitted that some of their employees had engaged in wrong and improper practices and agreed not to continue paying radio stations, no matter how tempting.
What's wrong with this picture?
Isn't it Sound Exchange, the group that collects performance royalties for the big record companies, spouting lots of rhetoric diminishing the promotional value of radio airplay as they try to fight the Internet Radio Equality Bill, currently in Congress? Fact is, and they know it, radio airplay, whether it's on the local AM and FM or on the internet and satellite, is very valuable to record companies. It's common sense. Without it, their artists don't become famous. Then they don't sell albums, t-shirts, and concert tickets. Without radio, the record companies have no product. With it, they get rich. The current rates decided on March 2nd by the Copyright Royalty Board are, without a doubt, just a big money grab by the record companies at the expense of small webcasters and the internet radio listening public. About 70 million of you. Sound Exchange itself suggested passing the rates on to the listeners. However, most radio stations will simply just go off the air on July 15th. Internet radio would become just a distant memory for all who could have enjoyed thousands of free radio stations. Perhaps you listen already. If so, listen to me now. There is a small glimmer of hope in the survival of internet radio, but it requires your help. Make a call to both of your senators in Washington today and urge them to support the Internet Radio Equality Act. This bill sets rates for internet radio the same as satellite radio. The record companies don't like the idea. But what is wrong with allowing internet radio to pay the same as XM and Sirius? AM and FM radio currently pay nothing. 5 minutes of your time could save internet radio. Without your help, it all dies on July 15th. Visit SaveNetRadio.org and click on the Act Now link. When you're there, we'll help you locate the phone number of your senators and keep you aware of the headlines and news from America's most respected news outlets, all reporting the death of internet radio. If you love the possibilities and exciting future of the internet, then save internet radio. Visit SaveNetRadio.org.
SaveNetRadio.org.